Great. So we are continuing our theme for this January and February on We Are a Church, ... and we're looking at some of the key features of who we are here as Hope, our kind of shared identity as a church community. And last week we spoke a little bit about original design and how we're a church where we recognise everyone has an original design. Everyone's been created by God with his plans and his purposes. They're ready to be taken up and ready to be inhabited as we live life together with Jesus. And today we're going to build on that, really. We've got a team from YWAM here who are going to be praying for us shortly. And to start us off, we're going to look at a man in the Bible and see if you can work out as we go through who this person is. And I've just kind of written out his story as a bit of a sketch, putting together the different pieces we see from the different verses about him in the New Testament. Okay, here we go. I'd like to tell you about a man called Timothy. He's living and working in Turkey. He's about 35 years old. I'm going to tell you the story of his life, and as I do, think about which parts of his life were similar to your own. If you want to respond as we go through, you could shake your head if it's different to yours, or nod your head if Timothy's journey in life is similar to yours. So, Timothy grew up in Turkey, living in a town that got really hot in the summertime and pretty cold in the winter. They didn't often get snow. Timothy's dad was Greek, and his mum was a Jewish Christian. His mum and grandma had talked to him about God as he was a child, and they'd read the Bible to him and they'd prayed with him. Then one day, when he was a teenager, some missionaries came to visit his town, a bit like we've got these missionaries from YWAM here today. They've come to England and to Bristol from America to help people here discover Jesus. Timothy had a group of people a bit like a YWAM team visit his town. So Timothy had grown up seeing his mum and his grandma follow God and pray. And he also had a faith of his own. He was quite shy, though, about his faith and didn't talk about it much outside his home. Most of the people around him weren't Christians. When he was with his dad's family, they spent lots of time arguing about ideas and philosophy. They were very superstitious and they were quite rude, actually, about Christians. But when these missionaries came to his town, they came with real confidence and energy. One of them was really clever, and he loved arguing with all the Greek philosophers in town. He always won the arguments too, and the philosophers got cross with him for that and wanted him to leave. Timothy was inspired by these visiting missionaries. They talked about Jesus and the world in a way that made sense, and that added to what he already knew about through his own experience of God and what he'd heard from his mum and his grandma. Timothy went and listened to these missionaries speak whenever he got the opportunity. He was keen to absorb all they were saying and keen to know Jesus like they clearly did. When they were leaving Timothy's town to go and visit others, Paul, one of the team, he was the clever one, asked Timothy if he'd come along with him. Timothy was delighted to go and had an amazing time traveling across Turkey and Greece, seeing miracles as people were prayed for and healed. He saw evil spirits being cast out of people, and he helped set up new churches where people decided to become Christians in response to their message. Timothy had an amazing time himself, personally, as he travelled with his team. They prayed for and encouraged each other as they went along. There was a sense of God leading them throughout that journey. There was one particular day when the team prayed for Timothy, and God spoke through them some powerful words of original design for Timothy. That prayer time had a big impact on him, and he often looked back to remember what God said to him then. After a lot of travelling, Timothy settled for a while in a town on the west coast of Turkey, a long way from home. He was staying there to help the new church get established. He was conscious that he was young. Many people in the community were older than him and more experienced in life, and he found some of these relationships hard to navigate. He would tend to be more of an ostrich than a rhino, preferring to avoid a difficult conversation if he could. He found over time, though, that this didn't work very well, and it was better to, with gentleness and respect, have a difficult conversation as soon as he could. Life when Timothy had been travelling with the mission team had been really exciting. They'd been constantly moving from town to town. They were often welcomed and saw these wonderful miracles. Sometimes people got angry with them and they had to leave fast. But even when that happened, there was quite a buzz from being part of a team. Now that he was settled in a town and just working in that one place, there wasn't as much adventure as he'd had on the road. And there were lots of details, really, that needed to be sorted out. The rest of the mission team were travelling still, and it could be quite lonely working through these challenges every day. At the same time, it was exciting to see the life and growth within the church as people were discovering Jesus and growing in their faith. During this time, Timothy was so encouraged when he got letters from Paul, Letters were rare in those days. They were expensive to write, and there was no postal service to deliver them. Someone had to carry them by hand, and they could take weeks or months to be delivered. Paul had become like a father to Timothy, and his words carried a lot of weight. Paul had lots of experience in the work that Timothy was now doing, so he gave good advice, which Timothy respected and found helpful. Timothy also felt the love and the kindness that Paul showed towards him. Timothy struggled for a long time with stomach problems and frequent illness, and Paul gave him advice for how to help that. And he also encouraged Timothy to remember those words of original design that had been spoken over him during that powerful prophetic time when he was first travelling with Paul and the missionary team. Paul knew and understood who Timothy was and how God had made him. He reminded Timothy of this, calling him to be bold and courageous and wholehearted in the work that God had given him. Even though Timothy knew he was young and often ill, he also knew that God had called him and had a plan and purpose for him. It made such a difference to Timothy that someone else understood that too. So that's a little summary of Timothy's life as we see it through Acts and the 1 and 2 Timothy letters and mentioned in Corinthians as well. And I'll hand out these bits of paper and you can see the notes at the bottom reference all the different places where those bits of the jigsaw have come from. So if you want to go through and check those out, you can do that. And then we've also got some questions here now. So the options are you can look at these questions and to get into the Bible and relate it to your own personal faith journey. And or you can receive some original design prayer from the YWAM team. And Andrew's going to explain what we've got for the kids. Let me just highlight these questions. So there's kind of two parts to them, really. And you can sit on the tables and go through these. And it's really, do you relate to Timothy's faith journey from the perspective of Timothy, or maybe from the perspective of the others that have helped him on that journey? So Paul, his mother and grandmother. And the questions are here on the page. And you can go through those and look at, you know, have these same sort of stages or elements being part of your own faith journey, and maybe what's the Holy Spirit saying to you now in terms of for pressing into in your life, maybe challenging you to take a step of faith like Timothy did, maybe encouraging you as you go through ongoing illness, maybe helping you recognize your original design and remember it, or doing these things supporting other people like in that a bit like Paul supported Timothy. Great. Okay.